Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Friday afternoon at 3:30 Eastern Time, the COMEX releases its weekly Commitment of Traders report. The data states positions held as of the close of the COMEX trading on the preceding Tuesday. The report provides a separate breakdown in the changes for both the long positions, where someone owns a claim against physical inventories theoretically held in the COMEX warehouses, and the short positions, where someone has sold a promise to deliver inventory at the maturity of the COMEX contract. The COMEX is basically an exchange to trade paper contracts rather than the underlying physical metals and other commodities. To avoid having to take physical delivery upon maturity of the contracts, owners of long positions normally sell their position before maturity. Likewise, short sellers normally purchase offsetting long contracts before maturity to cancel their obligation to deliver. Because it is primarily a paper contract market, the amount of physical metals in the COMEX warehouses is only sufficient to cover a small percentage of open contracts. If owners of long positions and maturing contracts all demanded delivery of the physical inventory, the COMEX market would collapse. The data in the Commitment of Traders report does not reveal individual positions. Instead, the report is broken down into three major categories: large speculators, large commercials, and small speculators. Perhaps the most important category to track is the changes in large commercial positions. This category includes the bullion banks that are 1. Trading partners of the U.S. government, and 2. That are also parties to nearly 100% of the derivatives trading in gold and silver markets. Because the large commercial positions have so much influence over the prices of precious metals, changes in their trading patterns are closely watched by professional analysts and investors. Historically, the large commercial traders hold significant net short positions in gold and silver, where their short contract obligations exceed the number of long contracts they hold. In the report released last Friday, there were amazing changes in contracts from the September 20 COMEX close to the September 27 close. The large commercials reduced their net gold short positions by 30,945 of the 100-ounce contracts, equivalent to almost 3.1 million ounces. In silver, the large commercials decreased their net short position by 16,446 5,000-ounce contracts, or more than 82 million ounces. In other words, the latest Commitment of Traders report is incredibly bullish for future higher prices for gold and silver. Here's why. When large commercial traders are actively closing out their net short positions, that is a major indicator that they consider there to be minimal prospects of lower prices in the future and a strong likelihood of higher prices. Typically, such moves signal market bottoms. Since August 2, the large commercial traders in the gold market have decreased their net short position by 42%. The price of gold declined less than 1% from August 2 through September 27. But now the large commercial traders are 12.1 million ounces more confident that the September 27 price was nearer to a market bottom than they were in early August. The gold net short position of the large commercial traders was the smallest since May 5, 2009. The silver market showed an even more dramatic shift. In 1 week, large commercial traders eliminated 40.4% of the net short position. The last week when large commercial traders covered that quantity of short contracts was February 14, 2006. Looked at from a different perspective, the last week that large commercial traders closed such a high percentage of their net short contracts was on March 25, 2003. In effect, the large commercial traders are more than 82 million ounces of silver more confident that the September 27 price was near a market bottom than they were a week earlier. The total quantity of open contracts in COMEX gold and silver markets both reached multi-year lows on September 27. While many individual investors worried whether gold and silver prices have reached bottom, large commercial traders, who are professional market watchers with access to significant insider information, spent about $8 billion to close out short positions in the week ended September 27. This doesn't mean that prices will rise immediately, but I think it is a huge clue to which direction prices will go in the coming months. That's it for this week. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.